There we go, Katie Tunstall on 4HO. Oh, no, better play the intro first. Be back in a flash.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
And time now once again on 4HI for Q&A. Good morning, Steve. Sorry about that little hiccup there, mate.
Oh, you stuffed that up, Big.
Just a little bit. Hey, listen, mate, this is going to be a bit different this morning, Steve, but we have a female listener who asks, are you sexist?
Sexist? Mick, I'm sure I am not, but why did she ask?
Well, mate, she's been listening to your Q&A sessions for several years and notes that your questions are almost always from a male listener.
Well, that's a great question because it is usually the males who look after the family finances, and this gives me an opportunity to voice my views when it comes to women and the financial opportunities they often miss out on.
Oh, Steve, you might be putting petrol on the fire here, mate, but come on, tell us more, please.
Well, firstly, women have done a great job in recent years to improve the gender balance.
All right, give us an example then.
Well, Mick, you don't have to look far. Let's take politics. We have women as the leaders of Germany and the United Kingdom, and whether our next federal government is Labor or Coalition, it's very possible their respective leaders could well be female.
All righto, Steve, but what, apart from politics, come on.
Okay, well, let's take movies. All the old superheroes used to be men, and now we've got the huge success of Wonder Woman, and to top it off, a female Doctor Who.
You're right there. Well, the girls are doing well in sport too.
Yeah, I'll say that again, Mick. Like the women's sevens gold at Rio Olympics, that was a national treasure. And this is interesting, but Roger Federer, after winning the Wimbledon again, has been lauded as the greatest tennis player ever. But people forget, Serena Williams, she's won more Grand Slams than Roger.
Oh, she has too. Okay, Steve, we've established that women are doing very well in most areas, but you are suggesting not well when it comes to managing their long-term financial situation.
Yes, Mick, and I'll quote some findings from the Association of Super Funds of Australia. They're known as ASFA. They say that while women usually manage the household finances, super is a blind spot or a super problem, whilst on the other hand, most men are actually pretty good at super.
Now, you being the guru, you've got figures to support this basis, haven't you?
Well, according to ASFA, 25% of men know their exact super balance, but women it's only about 13%.
Oh, right. Hey, listen, what is the average male-female balance in super upon retirement?
Well, once again, according to ASFA, on average, a man in Australia ends work with $295,000, while women end up with about $138,000. But in defence of women, they're generally on a lesser pay scale. They spend time at home with the kids, divorced and so on, but there is another, a woman's lack of interest and understanding of super.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, Steve, how would you go about fixing this?
Well, firstly, I'd ask every parent in Australia to encourage their daughters to do maths at school. Many girls think it's cool to say, oh, I don't do maths.
I agree with you there, mate, but what else can be done?
Well, the super industry, they've got to promote the image of a woman in charge of her affairs as being attractive and a role model for girls and young women.
All right, yep. Well, what would be the dot points, mate?
Well, mate, Peter Switzer, he suggests the following, and I think he's got it spot on. One, a super strategy started when a woman is young could bring her up to $2 million in a nest egg by the time she retires. Next one, it's a defence against a messy, poverty-cheating divorce. Next one, it means independence when you stop work and want to travel the world. Another one, it puts you in control of your own destiny and gives you options. And lastly, it leaves you with wealth enough to help people you love where they might need it most.
Geez, mate, you've summed that up well.
Thanks, Mick. And look, if any of the listeners wish to discuss building a property portfolio in a self-managed super fund, come and see us, then there's no cost and no obligation.
Oh, that's good stuff. Now, as usual, mate, I'll give out your phone number, 4987 7567, and just Google Steve Taylor, go to the Contact Us page, it'll drop down and give you everything you need. Well, mate, in defence of women, you've done very well this morning.
Thanks, Big.